As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler alongside Carlos Ortiz. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We are a show that talks about the issues of the day. We bring on guests to talk about the issues of the day, or at least we used to. We have segments.
Not that attitude.
And we take phone calls. And the phone call is a big part of it. And we have gotten to know many people. There's also many people that, you know, this picking up the phone call on the radio that you're just there to enjoy. Maybe he'll try to push you. This is the week about you. We do this every MLB All-Star break. So this is our second time doing it, but now it's an annual thing where we are going to ask you questions throughout the week. What else do I got cooking here? Stadiums, movie. Oh, this will be a good, I got to clear the deck for this one. What about sports was better when you were growing up? What night do you want to do that one? Well, we could get some real good meat off of that bone. We might make that the whole show. Tonight's is, what is your personal greatest sports moment that you achieved? What is your personal greatest sports moment? Something you did. So you can call in with that, 888-710-4ISN. You can also leave a message. There's a Bart Winkler Show page on Facebook. Yes, I am there as if I'm like 100, but I'm using it, and we're getting a lot of them, so I want to read some of these. That's on Facebook. Or you can just keep it to yourself and enjoy listening to other people's tales of yesteryear. Of course, to do this, I have to share mine, and Carlos has to share his. I mean, it's Listener Appreciation Week, but it's still the Bart Winkler Show. I'm going to share mine, absolutely. I am going to tell you, let me just give you 12 of them. I'm just kidding. But I'm going to mention
12 Barts of Christmas?
Yeah, I'm going to mention three. I won't take up too much time doing it. In terms of an actual game where I played, you know, in high school, I think a lot of these might be high school related, I was the goalie on a soccer team. And it was a very tumultuous year. Half of the team did not like Bart. Half of the team stuck up for Bart. Me and this other goalie, we're close. He was a little flashier than me. My dad was the coach. I played goalie, okay? But I had some good games, and then I had some bad games. It was a very roller coaster year. The final game that I played in was the playoff game, our first round. We lost 1-0. But in that game, it was the best game I ever played. The goal I gave up was actually also the worst moment. So in that game, a lot of best moments, but also the worst moment because I gave up a penalty kick. Penalty kicks are very hard. They're very hard. I never perfected it. And we gave up a penalty. And the guy who was playing defense that committed the foul in the penalty box was a guy that I'd had issues with all year. I was the goalie. He was my sweeper. But there was a girl that was between us, and he was on team not Bart. And I'm having this great game, and I swear to you, because he got beat. So he was chasing his defender, and I swear to you, he looked at me, gave me like a wink, and then took this guy out at the knees. Penalty kick. I lose. Because I remember about that night was I was in a zone. if you're in sports, you can. There's like a zone you get in. And then I was temporarily out of that zone. And I like physically felt being in and being out of the zone. So that was a lot of good, a lot of bad. The thing I would have said for this normally is, and this is stupid, but this is the kind of stuff that you remember. We would bowl in high school every Tuesday and Thursday. $2 a game. We'd get 4 versus 4. And there was a girl that I had liked from a different city, one city over, one town over, as it were. And she was going to be in my town that night, and she was going to come to bowling with us. And I had liked her, and everyone's thinking, okay, Bart's going to really suck because he's going to be so nervous because this girl's here. Now, you may have had a better score, but at the time, I'm bowling 120, 130, you know. I hit a 218. It was the best I've ever bowled. Still to this day, my high score is a 218. And people were like stunned about how good I was. Or just for me, I was 100 points better than I normally would have been. So that was a good one. And then I'm really going to lean into, and I've brought up this story before, but I was playing shuffleboard, the game on like at a bar, not the shuffleboard down with the sweepers, but the shuffleboard on the table with the sand and everything, and you throw the disc. And we were just playing at a bar for a 40th birthday party, and nobody could beat me. And there were times when one guy would get it right on the, there's like no space to get it on the edge. And somehow I had unlocked it. I'd figured out how to do it. And I could do like, I felt like Steph Curry draining 9 threes in a row or something. It's so, whenever you like try to kick a shot or try to throw a pass, you know, you got to really be good before you, like, it's second nature to you. This became second nature to me that night. And I was with a group of friends who have seen me in these other games that we'll do, whether it's beer pong or, you know, darts or any of these games that we've played throughout the years in our 20 years of knowing each other since high school, college. And I would say that, like, in these competitions, I'm not anybody's first pick. I'll have little runs here and there, but I'm probably about as average at every game as you can be. But this night I was elite. And they were like bewildered, and I was laughing because it was funny to finally be that good at something. Will I replicate it? I don't know. I have not played shuffleboard since, but I'm gonna say soccer, bowling, and shuffleboard. Carlos, would you like to share the greatest sports moment of your life? I'm assuming you have one.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's a couple that come to the top of my head here, but I'll do the quote unquote real sport one. In 2002, struck out 20 kids in a high school baseball game. I threw myself a little Kerry Wood / Randy Johnson / Roger Clemens / I think.
So you played You played baseball in high school?
Yeah, I played baseball in high school. I did 2 years in college, and then I shredded my shoulder a couple times, and I'm like, yeah, this ain't gonna work.
I'm so jealous of you. You get to be that guy.
Oh yeah, no, I was cooked. I was like, oh, if I was stayed healthy, I could have had a career kind of guy, maybe.
Oh, I love those kind of guys.
Yeah, dude, you've noticed, don't you? Have I never talked about my baseball quote unquote career before?
I don't think so. I'm stunned. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. No. I had picked up a baseball and started playing when I was 8, and I stopped playing when I was, I think, 20. Yeah. Like, yes. My second year.
How many pitchers did you throw that game? Do you know your pitch count?
No clue. All I know is I definitely missed the start the next game because it was a complete game. 2-hit shutout. And 20 kids. Get up, get down.
What did, like, at what point did you feel like, I am so good right now?
Actually, so it's weird. You talked about, like, you know, kind of like being in the zone and all that stuff. The second I towed the rubber, I knew I was cooking. I was just, everything came to mind that day where it was just like, dude, I made the bus. You know, I had a good meal. Like, usually, there's no cloud in the sky. Dude, no, because I'm like, you know, a series of unfortunate events, where the hell that movie is.
Lemony Snicket.
That's it, Lemony Snicket. And I always used to have issues where it was like, you know, okay, I'm half an hour late to practice because I missed the bus. My mom didn't know I played baseball until a recruiter came knocking on the door of my junior year. And she's like, who the hell is this? And what?
She didn't know you played baseball.
My mother was very anti-athletics. There is a side story to that. My father, my biological father, used to play soccer. So he was kind of a jock. And my mother and father did not raise me together. I didn't know my father until mad long into my life. So she kind of had an anti-sport bias in her entire life.
There's so many layers to this.
There's so many. This is a big onion. But long story short.
You didn't know your dad until when?
I actually didn't meet him until like a couple years ago.
Holy moly.
Yeah, now let's just, you know, what curtain, I guess. We'll burn it down here.
Are you guys boys now? Or?
Hell no. No, I was like, grand opening, grand closing. I met him once, felt nothing, and I'm like, all right, whatever. Well, I see the guy. Hour five podcast for that one.
He's not like, my son's an executive producer for the Bart Winkler show. I need some of that money.
I really don't know if he knows what I do. Although, yeah, I definitely think I've eclipsed him knowing what he did in his life now. The bar was set low. In any case, so yeah, my mother was, you know, never into sports. I learned all my sports on my own. She wanted me to be a bookworm. She was a teacher. She was an intellectual. You know, again, a lot of the layers to that onion. So it wasn't necessarily forbade me to play sports, but totally frowned on it. Like, didn't want me to waste my time, quote unquote, her words. So I basically played baseball for like 7 to 8 years before she found out.
Wow.
Because remember, this is back in the day where it's, you know, not everything is being tracked on GPS and Instagram and all that stuff. You know, there's no internet. It's go play until the streetlights come on and then come home. And then as I got a little bit older into my teens, it's like, all right, it's Friday night. All right, Mom, I'm out. I'll see you on Monday. Like, I would just be able to run the streets. So she had no idea what I was doing as long as I came home at a reasonable time and my grades were okay. And my grades were pretty good. So, yeah, one time a recruiter came in, blew everything up, and she's like, how long have you been playing? Are you actually any good? And I had to explain everything to her after she beat my ass. I'm actually pretty, pretty good. So, anyway, yeah, 20 kids, up, down, cool beans. I had a couple of double-digit strikeout games, but that's obviously the one that sticks out to mind. So, yeah, that's the good, real sport moment. The actual fun sport moment is waxing my wife, my sister-in-law, and two of her friends in basketball.
Whoa. Oh.
No, not, what do you think, I'm pulling it? Like, no, we talked about last hour how trash I am in basketball. So it's me and a buddy of mine. We play four-on-two basketball on the beach. And again, in the zone. I felt like Steph Curry. Like, I was outside of my body.
Not the best.
Outside of my body. I was hovering above my physical plane, watching myself rain down threes like I've never done before. And in fact, I pulled like a, you know, Prince Dave Chappelle moment where I go, give me the ball, it's game, drain it, sit down and chug my beer. That just happened last year. That, it to me, is one of my proudest achievements.
Hey, I'm with you. All right, greatest sports moment that you've accomplished of your life. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Part of the Bart Winkler Show Listener Appreciation Week. There's also a Facebook page where I put the post soliciting comments. Robert says, I was promoted to the number one man on our college golf team after I shot the best team score in our mid-season regional conference golf tournament. After the next match, I was quickly demoted back to number two, but it was a great week. Tom says he almost had a perfect NCAA bracket in 2000. That's a very good one. Josh, first play getting into the football game as a junior. We had given the seniors a break. I was defensive end and picked the pass to the running back. Took it to the house. Sat on the bench the rest of the year. And then my senior year, I tore my meniscus. So he had that play. Mandrell says, I was the highest percentage free throw shooter at my high school. Not sure if my record still stands. I can't remember the percentage. It was low 90s. I also scored 10 points in like 4 minutes in a game. I made 3 3-pointers, and one was a 4-point play after being fouled. So good stuff coming in on Facebook. We got people calling in on the phone, and those people include Jared, who's in Tennessee. Jared.
Yes, sir. Hello.
What's up, Jared?
Nothing much. First-time caller. Thought I would give you a little bit of background of my athletic performance.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so freshman in high school, basketball player, and dropped 40 points versus our rival high school, and I believe it's still a record. So there we go. That's my toot my own horn moment right there.
So you were on varsity and you were a freshman?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. And then like the senior girls start giving you eyes? Like, who's this
a little
new
bit
kid?
After that.
Is this new kid on the block?
After a couple of weeks. Oh, yeah. Like, who is this? Yeah. And it made it even more sweeter because it was against our town rival. So, you know, a little bit of bragging, right? Until next year.
That's good stuff, Jared. But,
absolutely. Thank you. And then I tried my luck with football. That didn't go so well because I was pretty scrawny. And I got pancaked by the starting right tackle for the same opposing county. And, it did not go well.
Ooh. Well, you had your moment in the sun.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, Jared, appreciate you calling in.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Jared, Tennessee. How about, Billy Ray's got to have a good one. Billy Ray.
What up with it, blood?
What up?
Check it, man. Yeah, no, I don't know if I'm as good as Carlos, you know, beating some girls in basketball, but yeah, I got some. Thank you, Carlos. Now listen, well, first of all, with Carlos, I was just talking to him, and I said I appreciate the producers, not just you all appreciating the listeners. So I said I thought he maybe deserve a raise. And I don't know if you know Billy Ray got a consulting business, but this go out to you too, Mr. Winkler. If you ever feel you need a raise, just tell me where your boss at. I'll send some consultants over and make sure you get in the pay structure you feel good about.
Billy Ray know how to use a gun?
Damn. Well, thank you, Carlos. Now, listen, here's what it is. When I was in high school, right, one time in the weight room, and I was 215, I put up 350 pounds. That was a big deal. But a bigger deal for me was my senior year of high school. I was playing against Simeon High. I went to Proviso East. I said to my boys before the game, Bart, that I was going to put down at least 20 points. Rat-tat-tat-tat, 13 dunks later. I said I was only going to do it in dunks and free throws. Only dunks and free throws. I hit 12 dunks, and I scored 31 points. Big game.
Only dunks and free throws?
Only dunks and free throws, man. The place went wild. Place went wild.
Wow.
Now, I do want to make mention of something. One of the best high school performances I ever seen. You know John Shire, head coach at Duke. He scored 21 points in 75 seconds against Proviso West in Chicago. I was at that game. And now he's the coach at Duke.
You played him?
No, he was younger than me. I was at the game at Proviso.
Well, that's good. Those are some good ones.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. You ever kick one of them, this little Billy Ray for you. You ever kick one of them corner kicks? They call it the banana, which would make you nicknamed Banana Bread. What up with it?
No, I've never been able to pull that off.
Okay, more importantly, you ever get dirty? You ever get a red card? Do something crazy?
I'll let you go, Billy. I'll answer that question, though. Good to talk to you.
All right, you got it.
I never got a red card in a soccer game. I've been kicked out of multiple soccer games as a coach. The summer I coached my brother's team, I probably got tossed from 3 games. Oh, because I'm a ref, and then I was a coach, and I know all these tricks these refs are doing. One time, my goalkeeper got decked. And they just were letting the play go on, and I ran out on the field. I was like, to check on him. And he's like, what are you doing? I go, stop the game. Then I was watching my brother play once, not as a coach.
my other brother, and I said something from the stands, and the guy kicked me out of an indoor game. I go, you know you being, I'm a firecracker. This one is from Al. Said, we were playing against Andrew Johnson High in the 1966 city championship game. My coach at Polk High School wanted to quit the game because we were down 3 touchdowns. I refused, went on to score 4 touchdowns, 3 to catch up and 1 for victory. My 4th touchdown was really my best. I faked out Prologo, went to the right and sprinted 75 yards up the middle of the field, and then I scored. Al, last name Bundy.
Al likes Max Christie.
888-710-4ISN. Much more from you. Straight ahead, it's Listener Appreciation Week. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanses.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Pretty self-explanatory what's happening tonight. It's Listener Appreciation Week. Every night of the week, we will be asking a question, hoping for your engagement, because we're asking a question about you. You can head to the Bart Winkler Show Facebook page. You can call in 888-710-4ISN. You might be getting a busy signal, so we'll clear the deck here. We'll get people on in and out. Got some other comments on the Facebook page that I thought were pretty good. Your personal greatest sports achievement. Greg says, 2012 National United Soccer Coaches Coach of the Year, Wisconsin Soccer Hall of Fame. Wait a minute. That's Greg Winkler, my dad. And that was after he started me. He still got into the Hall of Fame. Matt's had a charm life. My God. 8,300 games and 1 hole-in-1. No way. I got to see some proof of that. How many people do you think on this planet have done that? A 300 game and a hole-in-1.
I'd say about 3, and Matt ain't one of them.
Yeah, like the cross on that has got to be. I mean, and how are you just not the biggest jerk about it to all your friends? Man. Yeah, I don't know if I believe him.
I'm going to need receipts.
A lot of these I definitely believe. You guys could be pulling fast one on me, but a lot of these I definitely believe. Brad says, when I was in Little League, I had my one only hit of the season. I hit it right down the first base line. The ump called it foul.
Oh, that's brutal.
That's like when I scored that touchdown in flag football, but the guy ripped my flag off at the line of scrimmage. And so the touchdown didn't count because I didn't have a flag on. Oh, here's Big Ron. I think I once drank 15 Double Crown and Cokes. Listen to this one. Richard, when I was 14, I played 2 older and taller kids in a game of 21. I hit the first shot, then drained 19 consecutive free throws and won. I like that one. Thomas, I stole the ball from Tony Romo during garbage time in a basketball game in high school and then completely botched the layup. Good times. Oh, you guys are bringing it here tonight. Jonathan's in Wisconsin. Jonathan.
Hello, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, what's up?
My greatest sports achievement that I feel most proud about, even through all the football, wrestling, and track, and almost getting a Big Ten scholarship for football, but in 9th grade, running track, running a 4x400 relay, each person does one lap, sprints one lap around the track. We botched our handoff for the baton. I went down, trying to keep it PG, if you will, and got landed on the starting blocks. And I still have a scar on my hip for where one of the spikes got me. I got up and I still finished the race. And it was tough. I was cramping up pretty bad the last 100 meters, but I completed my lap. So that was my best moment.
That handoff exchange, man, with the baton, I hated running relays for that alone. That scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, it's a little different on the 4x400 also versus the 4x100s, but yeah, we were just trying to figure it out. It was early in the season.
Oh, man, that baton thing. Jonathan, thanks for the call. That baton, that handoff, ugh. God. Robert's in San Diego.
Hey, Mr. Bart Winkler, how you doing, sir? How you doing?
Robert! We've been waiting for you.
Oh, man, I got the story here. All right. We were sophomore in high school, JV team. We just won our first game halfway through the season. We haven't scored a touchdown yet this season. We won 2-0 safety to the worst team that was in our jurisdiction. Now, we were playing the opening, we're playing Helix High School, Reggie Bush's old high school team. They came on the opening kickoff. I got the ball, went over my head. I got it. I was in the end zone. I juked two guys. The guy set up the wall on the right-hand side. I made it to the wall, went all the way down the wall. Stupid kicker was at the end of the wall. I had 2 seconds to think about running him over. I was 120 pounds. He was like 98 pounds. But I decided to make a jump, a right cut. So I planted my right foot. My right foot came back, unhinging my hip from my leg. I was hopping all the way down got to the 11-yard line. I didn't make a touchdown. So they ended up taking me off to the stretcher. I'm looking at the field as I'm leaving. I'll never make a touchdown ever. I look over to the other side, and here's my greatest moment, Bart. The cheerleaders were crying for me. Isn't that awesome? Never played another game after that.
Hey, that's great, Robert. I didn't know where that story was going to end. But you landed it well.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Robert in San Diego got the sympathy from the cheerleaders. I like that. Corey's in Milwaukee. Corey.
Hey, Barty. It's fun to talk to you without just talking about the Miz. But I wanted to call in. I've hit home runs over the fence. I have a hole in one in disc golf. I actually won our 3-point contest in high school. And I have a hat trick in the first half in my youth league soccer, but nothing compares to what I accomplished tonight in our recreational softball.
Tonight?
League.
Like tonight. Just today? Tonight? What happened?
Today? Four hours ago. So our starting pitcher, he was out. He was out of town. I'm usually the fill-in guy. And tonight it's no arc softball, so you can throw it. You know, 5 feet, you can throw it, you know, 60 feet, as long as it lands on the plate. I'm just dropping dimes, throwing to the moon. And the first time in 15 years, I've never seen this. I throw one up to the sky, comes down. The guy swings so hard and misses. The bat flies out across, like, the field, hits the fence. And shout out to Brick, our umpire, for not dying. Because it came very close to taking his head off. But never saw that before, so I think that probably has to be, you know, my top sports highlight, because all those other things I just talked about have probably happened before, and I haven't seen this happen.
Is that the Brick that I know?
I don't know.
Well, I know some guy.
No, probably not. Probably not.
Wow. All right. Well, that's interesting, so, Corey.
Yeah, I mean, you get a guy to swing so hard at your pitch that the bat just comes out of his hands. This isn't Major League Baseball. This is a bunch of 40-year-olds.
What if it would have hurt somebody?
Drunk. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Half?
That shout out to the umpire for not dying.
Man. Half drunk is what we're going with?
Yeah, we'll say that. I mean, it's beer league softball. What do you want?
I know. All right, Corey.
It's Milwaukee.
I know.
You can't even get on the field without having a few.
I was in beer league kickball. I know all about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. All right, Barty. Yeah. Well, you have a good rest of your night. It's good to talk to you.
All right, Corey, you too. When we first moved here and we were pre-child,
I was in kickball one night. I would be in putt-putt the next. A little mini golf circuit. I had a mini golf league in high school. There was an indoor place that if you had more than five people on Wednesdays, it cost you $2. So I wrestled up 18 kids to be in this league, and we played for 10 weeks, and then we had a season two, and we doubled the size of the league. And we played 1 week, and then they shut down the building. We were like the only people coming. And it was in the night. We weren't like buying any, you know. They're like, we can't do it for these kids. 888-710-4476. Let's get an update. More from you guys. Here's Jen Williams.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So campy. It is the Bart Winkler Show. Listener Appreciation Week, where we're asking you questions about you. It will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow, we have the All-Star Game in Atlanta. I want to know about the best and worst stadium you've ever been to tomorrow. A place where you're like, wow, this is awesome. Or a place that really let you down. And with different parts of the country, you know, not everybody's gone to this, you know, it's a vast landscape here. So I want to come up with one. There's a stadium that's so bad that's actually like one of my favorite places to watch baseball games. And that is a 24-hour tease. Matt, who said he had a hole in one in eight 300 games. I called him out. He called me out on the call out. He posted the plaque with his name on it March 24th.
I love that.
2011. Yep. He posted the plaque. You heard it? He posted the plaque. Is this common knowledge, the guy who bowled a 300 game on 9/11? The guy's name is Bill Morrow. Lives in Massachusetts. Told a reporter, I was at work. You know, everything was silence. We didn't know what to do. They finished their day at work. And then what do you do? Like what? So he said, let's go bowling. And he bowled a 300. And he's never come that close before. And he never came that close after. It went viral a few years ago when somebody was at this, you know, a bowling alley, and on the wall, it's everyone that's ever had a 300. And he goes, that can't be right. That day, Bill Morrow. That would probably be his 300 game. All right, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Listener Appreciation Week continues. Carlos, you're going to have people play along yesterday, which is either going to be or tomorrow, which is either going to be a really fun thing, or it will fail miserably, and we'll have
Either way, it's either going to be a spectacular or it's going to be a spectacular dud. But if you think you can do my job better than me, I will afford you the opportunity. What we're going to do tomorrow for Caller Fold, reach out to me with the social media of your choice. Don't try me on Facebook. I'm private. You can't find me there. Twitter or Instagram, I will post the information on our Infinity Sports Network Twitter within the next couple of minutes or so. But DM me your questions. I will pick the best five questions. If you don't follow me, you don't qualify. So this is a cheap way for me to boost my count up as well.
Oh, jeez.
I need some pub here. I need some social pub. So follow me, DM me your questions you want for Bart's Caller Fold, and the best five will make it on tomorrow with your contribution shouted out. I'm not going to steal your work. I will tell you who exactly it's from, and you will call, fold, or raise.
Yeah, we'll do that an hour later. Let's do it an hour later. Let's wrap up the show with that.
Okay, yeah, works for me. So, we'll give you guys plenty of time, so a full 24 hours from now. I'll leave my messages open. Again, follow me, for the love of God, And follow Bart, too, while you're at it. And you could be featured on Call or Fold.
All right, here we go to the phones. Jim in Georgia. Jim.
Well, I helped. I did the volunteer coach thing. And it was always where I was one of the volunteer coaches. But my coach always, whenever we conferred, most of the time what I said was over the offensive coordinator or whoever was on county payroll. But it was several times. But we got into a state championship game, and I pulled out and told him three off-the-wall kind of plays we ran a lot sometimes. And yeah. Then we threw the ball in the fog where you couldn't see players no more than 5 yards from you. But we threw the touchdown in the fog. That was the difference in the game. But now, being a volunteer in DeKalb County, Georgia, I don't know what they do down in Florida with Mr. Bridgewater, but the county came out and evaluated us as volunteer coaches. We took the first aid thing, got checked off. We had to sign waivers if you rode the bus or not to the game. County IDs to get in and out of stadiums. We got paid 3 hours for each practice during the week and 4 hours for a game that week. So I don't know what goes on in Florida. Everybody just show up and coach or how they do it down there. But I'm pretty sure there is more structure than what Bridgewater says. He's not an employee. I was an employee, part-time volunteer, got paid.
Good stuff, Jim. I appreciate that. All right, Jim in Georgia. Hey, were you gonna? What is this Instagram of you walking in the rain?
Oh, so there was a flash flood thunderstorm that happened, and
Do you swear in this?
No, I didn't. I didn't swear on it. It's definitely clean. I just wanted to tell everybody what my last words are, because there were lightning strikes in the area and I was carrying a metal water bottle.
Why are you walking?
Because I went to the gym and it's not that far from my house.
Carlos with a K _ on Instagram. I'll just send people there. Greg's in Michigan.
El Bardo, it's the warrior, Mr. Positive. Oh my God, everyone has some great stories. I love it. Hopefully they can remember the feeling and going forward can keep on being happy and doing what they want to do in life. I just love it. Yeah, for me, El Bardo, I was great at arm wrestling, being very strong, causing bar fights, winning at arm wrestling, beating my twin brother in chess, winning tennis tournaments, table tennis, ping pong tournaments. A lot to unpack, but me and my twin.
I need to see. Can you imagine Greg playing? Yes. Is it an identical twin?
Fraternal. And when we were in fourth grade, we took on the whole third grade at Schweitzer Elementary, and I went to Utica Eisenhower in Michigan. But, oh, my God, El Bardo. Yeah, I saw your Facebook. It was fantastic. You're rocking. And I really want you to get into the political realm. My buddy Chris Cuomo is listening to you. I told him that you want to get into the political realm. I think you've got a lot of talent. You can do both. You can stay in your
Why haven't you had Chris Cuomo call the show yet?
Yeah, where can I run for New York mayor like his brother, even though he lost?
Oh, well, stop.
He lost. Quick. What's he running again? He lost.
No, he's going to go as probably an independent.
He's already a Democrat. He lost. His turn.
El Bardo, stop it, stop it.
You said this is what you wanted.
Well, have you ever heard of a guy named Matt Dillahunty or Seth Andrews? Names ring a bell?
No.
Okay, well, they're just people that I know, and I debate the existence of God. And it's a whole another realm. But, I've been everywhere, El Bardo and Carlos with a K. It's just every time I turn around, something happens. And
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know what I think, Greg?
El Bardo, what does El Bardo Winkler think? Your dad is Greg Winkler? I see him on Facebook, and I want to ask him, are you Bart's brother? And what a great name, Greg and Greg. I just love it. But what do you think, El Bardo?
I think we're in a simulation.
What do you mean? I don't get that.
I don't think any of this is real. I think we're in a computer simulation.
Lord have mercy. I love your drops. Thank you for using them. Hey, you guys, go for your dreams. Love you all. Thanks, El Bardo. Thanks, Carlos. Good night.
I mean, that would explain Greg in Michigan better than I can. One more call this hour. We'll keep doing this, and then guess what they said in a half hour. So if you're on hold, I'm getting to you. Doug's in Wisconsin.
Hey,
Doug,
Mark.
I only got like a minute for you. I screwed
okay.
you over.
Real quick here, my baseball career started in eighth grade with a baseball softball team. My first game, I was catching, and I got hit. The kid let go of the bat, and I had the catcher's mask on. Hit me right in the face, right between them. Hit my nose, didn't break it, but that was my last baseball game ever.
Oh, and that was your good moment?
Well, I can hear about these other guys. Like, I can tell you I took second place in the Tournament of Champions in Pee Wee Bowling.
I like that one.
Yeah, you're a bowler. And then the other one was I benched 300 pounds once at 190 pounds. So that's a good one.
What's the most I've ever benched? Probably like 110.
And I was telling your caller that I just was on Facebook and there was a Mizorowski card for 150 bucks. Crazy, hey?
Yeah, I don't know that those are going to go. Well, I think they're probably peaking right now, right?
Yeah, probably. But it was good talking to you. I haven't called in a long time.
Well, you know, I enjoy our conversations. Always have.
Sure.
And I appreciate
good job.
You,
both you guys, all the guys over there are doing a great job. And I continue listening. Enjoy the show. You made me laugh a bunch of times tonight.
Oh, thanks, Doug. That's Doug in Wisconsin. My guy, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. 20 more minutes for you to share your glory. We'll do it coming up next, Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.